Hello?
Mr. Allen, sir.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. President.
Well, how are you feeling tonight?
Oh, I feel good after a win. You know how that is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I saw it on television.
Oh, did you?
And I was at Camp David doing some work, and I had to come down to speak to the Italian Columbus State Dinner tonight. That's when you dropped by. I was just getting ready to go over there.
Well, I had my family, and we just finished dinner, and I saw the...
Yeah.
The helicopter.
Right. Well, I just wish you could have come in. Well,
the spur of the moment thing.
Right, right. Well, that I was... Right here. But that was a good one. Frankly, both weeks. I mean, your team was so far superior. I mean, the one the week before was just one of those darn things. And this time, except for those two interceptions in that first half, it had been about 35-0, wouldn't it?
Yes.
But the Eagles. Well, Reeves has a lot of potential, but I would imagine in 5 or 6 years he's going to be quite a boy, don't you think?
It's going to take quite a while, yes.
Yeah, take a while.
But
how'd you feel about the way things went today?
Well, I thought our defense is coming around again, and that's what we had last year, great defense.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You have to have that.
Yeah.
And Sonny was a little jittery in there. And
so you think that's what it was? Just a little rusty, huh?
You know, it's
pushing, pressing.
Here's a guy, 38, and he's played 17 years, but it just shows that no matter how much experience you have, that you get those butterflies and you're jittery. And but the second half, he didn't throw an incomplete pass, you know.
Oh, I know. And, of course, what you have, it seems to me, isn't it, that the offensive line our blocking is better than last year. I may be wrong about that.
No, you're correct. They are.
There's something there and my God, I think Haraway is stronger than he was last year. He's either heavier or something. I don't know what.
He's running harder and he's lower.
Oh.
And he's taking off better. See, last year he was a slow starter. That is from his stance. And this year he's starting faster.
But Brown, good God, he is something else, isn't he?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
He really moves. What about his health? Is he going
to... Well, he takes... You see, Mr. President, he's only... This year we got him up to 2.4,
right,
which is heavy for him. And his normal weight's about 195 down in there.
Uh-huh.
He takes such a beating because of his size, you see.
Yeah.
And so...
What about this... I saw in one of the exhibitions, I saw a little of George Knock, is his name?
You know what?
He looked awfully good.
This is the next move I'm going to make.
Oh?
And in fact, it's interesting you mentioned that because I just wrote it on the back of my play-by-play.
Uh-huh.
See George Knock tomorrow morning. And I'm going to activate him, but again, I won't mention it until this game time, see?
Well, now, what would you do, alternating with Brown or Haraway or both?
Haraway.
Oh, with Haraway?
Yeah.
Can he block as well as Haraway?
No, not as good a blocker, but...
Haraway's a... terrific blocker.
Apparently he's a tremendous blocker, but he can play both positions, George Knock.
And he's a better runner than Haraway.
Yeah, he'll give us the long gainer.
What has he got, speed or?
He's elusive, and he's got, if you watch when he's tackled, he's got a leg kick.
He
breaks tackles.
Uh-huh.
And we got him from the Jets.
I know.
He's only about 26, so
yeah.
I think he's got a chance to help us, and I want to give him some work this week before Dallas, you see. Otherwise, we'll put him in against Dallas, and he'll make some mistakes, you know.
Yeah.
And so
you probably, who do you play this week?
This week we go to St. Louis, and they upset Minnesota today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they beat Minnesota.
What in the dickens is wrong with Minnesota? I can't understand.
I tell you what, the league is so balanced now that if you think that you can go out and show up and win, you're in trouble. And I predicted that Buffalo would beat Boston because Boston would have a letdown, you know.
They had a tremendous letdown, didn't they?
Yeah, after beating Atlanta and the Redskins. And the 49ers had a big letdown today.
I was surprised. Of course, Gabriel's seemed to be throwing again, didn't he?
Yeah.
What is that? What is your when does Dallas come, George?
Mrs. Allen and I were talking with they're 2 weeks. They're a week from this next Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
At Redskin Park, down at K Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And if you and your family
what I'll do. I think I'm deliberately going to wait till after the election so that everybody's going to, they'll read something into it.
I know it.
And I'm just not going to give them a chance.
No, listen, I think you're handling everything just great, Mr. President.
Well, I'm going to... What about this? But I'll come afterwards. As I told you, I'll come when you need me.
No, okay.
Tell me one other thing. What about your defensive halfbacks and so forth? And,
they aren't playing as well as they did last year.
Is it because they're a little slower?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Richie Pettibone, I had a tough decision to make. I put him on the move list. He has a bad knee, and he's been a great defensive back. And
right.
Fisher
uh-huh.
has slowed down a little bit.
Right.
And when you have two of them in that secondary, you know,
have you got anybody you could bring up or anybody you could trade for? It seemed to me, just from what I see, that that's the one thing where they could they've been able to pick. You know, even today Reeves, that guy, he had one guy out there should have had a touchdown.
That's exactly right. We got a break there. We really don't have anyone. Monday I'm going to start calling around the league and see who's available because we can't trade. After six games, so we only have two more weeks to trade. But
you might just find. Of course, this is really experience, but you just might find some guy. You know, that's just young and eager and fast. That's a great specialty, though, isn't it? Boy, you get a good one back there, and he can make all the difference, can't he?
We last year, you know, we led the league in interceptions.
Right. Right.
And this year we're struggling, but we changed our defenses today. Completely, and that's one of the things that
he was better.
The Eagles, we went to a totally different approach. And
right.
If we mix our coverages enough, then they can't pick on any one guy.
Yeah.
So that's
what
we're trying to do.
And I might tell you one guy who I think is really, really doing an enormous job is that big defensive end you got from the Jets.
Big.
My gosh, he has been outstanding, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He's in there, and I think he's as good as any of those you had in that front four at L.A. What do you think?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's doing a great job, and he has a tremendous attitude.
How is he? Good attitude, you say?
Yeah, real good attitude.
Right.
So, I think that's the one thing we have on our team that we can't have last year.
We've got guys. Right. Speaking, finally, of St. Louis. You handled them rather easily last time. Will the boys be up for it this time?
Well, they better be.
Was Boston just a letdown, you think?
It was a letdown. It was. I could see it coming.
Of course, I know you said it during the week.
And I couldn't get it across.
Uh-huh.
And,
of course, but your team was much superior to Boston.
Yeah.
They were just, apart from everything else, you should have beaten them a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, we missed that damn easy field goal, you know.
Yeah.
We should have had.
Is Knight off a little?
He's pressing. He's just,
is that it?
He's just pressing.
But he's a great kicker. He's bound to come back, don't you think?
He will. He'll come back because he'll win. In fact, I told him today, I said, listen, you missed that one. So what? You'll win a couple for us. So,
all right.
You know,
we didn't need it today. What about St. Louis, though? They really don't have that great quarterback, though, do they?
No, they're going with Coazo, who...
he's experienced.
Who's probably better than Hart or Van Galder, and that'll be tough in St. Louis. And their win now puts them back in the race again.
With you?
Yeah.
What happened to Dallas?
They came from behind and went.
They won. I expected they would.
Yeah, they beat Pittsburgh 17-13.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, all in all, though, George, it looks to me like Dallas isn't going to be as tough for you this year as last year.
Well, I hope.
Do you think? It depends on who the quarterback is.
Yeah,
but,
I think if they get see, Morton doesn't scramble, and that's an advantage. And the Stavak probably won't play against us in 2 weeks. I don't believe he will. But the big thing is to win next week. And
you've got to win next week.
Yeah,
in fact, if the boys get that one, then because you don't have to get them up for Dallas.
No, be no pressure there.
good luck. And incidentally, you're absolutely right to keep the press out. Those bastards we're knifing you. I mean, not you personally, but they're knifing the team.
That's right. You see?
Yeah, and creating dissension, right?
Yeah, one of them told me, he said, well, he said, I don't care whether the Redskins win or lose. He said, I just want to do my job, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, gee, we owe something to this area. I really feel that I'm proud to be the Redskin coach in the capital, and I think we have an obligation to the fans.
Right.
If they're going to do something to hurt our team, then we're not going to cooperate with them.
Well, look, a press guy, and it's sure true in politics, and it's true of some sports writers. They'd shoot their grandmother for a story.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And not many of them. I wouldn't confide in any of them. I'd play them pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be with you if you win.
Yes. Right, that's right.
But I think the team probably is with you for keeping them out, aren't they?
Well, the team appreciates it. I think they do. Most of them realize that all that counts is that we stick together, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to keep that same line as of now.
Oh, sure.
And
you can be generous once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, and good luck to your wife, too.
Well,
we'll see you after the election, George.
Right.
But don't you lose next week.
No, we won't, Mr. President.
You tell those guys, you tell the guys that I'll be around when they need me.
Okay.
Okay.
And good luck to you, and say hello to Mrs. Nixon.
Okay, George.
And I really appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Good night.